you're listening to Postcards to the Universe with Melissa here on 1-2 Radio, where we are changing the way we manifest in the world. And today is Wednesday, November 29th, so thanks for being here with me, whether you're listening live or on a replay. I hope everyone had a wonderful Thanksgiving. I know I did. It was filled with tons of food. In fact, I'm still stuffed from it. Family and friends and love. So I don't know what you guys do, traditions that you do at your house, but at our house, everyone went around the table and said what they were grateful for. And I just have to share what my 7-year-old niece Bella said. Hers was my favorite of the night. It was short and sweet and to the point. She said, "I am grateful for my life." That's it. I thought it was so perfect. How many of us feel that way, that we are grateful for our life and everything our life is, out of the mouths of babes, right? She summed it up perfectly. Everybody else, you know, went really long. My family, my friends, my thing. Nope. I am grateful for my life. I was like, yes, Bella, you go, girl. And I want to remind you, for those of you who are new to my show, we have a private Facebook chat, and you can get there by going to 12radio.com. And on the left menu bar, you'll see the chat button. If you click there, you'll be redirected to our 1-2 Radio Facebook group. And my wonderful and amazing producer, Ade, will let you in. So please feel free to post a question or a comment in the chat, and we can share it on the air. It's a private group, so you must join if you want to share. And I have a really cool guest today. But before I introduce her, as you guys know, I always post my Magic Monday message here in our Facebook chat. And this week is Christmas themed. And the affirmation is, "Dear Santa, world peace this year, please." I figured it couldn't hurt, so I put it out there. How much better would the world be if we were at peace with our family or friends or neighbors, races, other cultures, religions, etc.? And all I can do is my little part to make that true for me. And I figured, let me put it out into the universe, because that's what I always ask everybody to do, so that it becomes true for me. So what is it you want to receive during this holiday time? Why don't you make a postcard around it? What do you want, or what are you grateful for that you have already, that you want to acknowledge so you can have more of that? I can help you if you need me to. I'm very open. I'm really easy to find and reach out and ask. And some people have, and I really appreciate those of you guys who have taken the time to message me and say, "Hey, can I have a little help? I want to make one." Absolutely. You know, I have no problem with it. In fact, I love it. And we have a postcard toolkit that I created, and we always post it in the chat to help guide you, and you can buy all the supplies at the dollar store, so you don't even have to spend any money. It's really, really fun, easy, and I think it's really good to do, you know, to send out to the universe, let the universe know, hey, what is it that I want to bring into my life? And I do what I can a little at a time, because that is all I have control over, how I want to show up in the world, how I want my, what I want my life to look like. And also, just a reminder, as you guys know, I also have my book on Amazon, The Artist and the King, about my relationship with Lizard King Henry, and I'm getting really good feedback on it. So thank you all. For those of you who listen here to my show and who did purchase it, I've heard from some of you, and thank you. It means the world to me, and seriously, I'm going to promote. I have to give myself a promote, right? So if you, it would make a really good holiday gift. You can send it to somebody. I'll post the link here in the chat in a second. Okay. So to get to my guest, Marie Teresa Davis, I'll read a little short bio on her so you understand a little bit of her background. Marie Teresa Davis, owner of House of Chi Mobile Spa, is a unique holistic osteopathic approach of healing body, mind, and spirit to all ages, from youth to senior citizens. She's a member of the Florida State Massage Association and board certified with the National Certification Board of Massage Therapy and Body Workers, Florida licensed massage therapist, esthetician, skincare specialist for 10 years. She's a certified life coach, guiding internal awareness of inspiration, massage therapist, advanced cranial sacral therapist, lymphatic drainage massage, Somoto emotional release, unwinding yin yang meridians, bone arthritic healing, sport rehabilitation, myofascial release and reflexology, and she does oncology and prenatal massage. And I will post the link to her websites in the Facebook chat. Yesterday, she came to my house to give me a session. Many of you know that I've been dealing with allergies and asthma, and it's been extra special this year. So she worked on me yesterday, and it was amazing. I felt a difference right after she left. So it's just incredible. Welcome, Marie. Thanks so much for joining me today.
Oh, thank you so much for having me be able to share my knowledge to enlighten people to open up their consciousness through craniosacral therapy.
Good. Well, we're going to get into that in a second, but it's become my little tradition now to start asking my guests, what is it that you want to manifest right now in your life?
Well, I would like people to start to call me from, I'm from Miami. Mm-hmm. I work from the whole Tri-County area. And for me to be able to transmit to everyone about craniosacral therapy and my work so that I can work with different age groups to heal them mm-hmm. in a different way. Because as you know, I work with different modalities within craniosacral, and I can work from sports to someone that got hit in the head as a concussion and relieve the pain or the sinuses, to be able to work the average, so people understand that this is the really only way that I work with the myofascia that I can actually open up the third eye. It expands and opens up the mind. So because I'm releasing the pressure off of the cranial vaults of the face and the skull and draining the body of their excess inflammation. And at the same time, using my energy work of the Holy Spirit, because I work with the body, mind, and spirit. And when I work with the spirit, I'm doing, working with the yin yang meridians and your lymphatic drainage, of the fluids of your body. But I'm also, lifting up your spirit and becoming one with the Holy Spirit. I lift it up to God so that you get a cleansing of the body and mm-hmm. of the soul so that it all enriches. So my manifestation is for people to get the knowledge, hear about me, and wherever you are, call me, you know, so I can schedule appointments to heal you. Because many people come to me when the doctors cannot heal them. And they just give them drugs or mm-hmm. say, well, I'm sorry, I can't do anything more for you. You're dying.
Well, the good news is you're on the radio show today. So your manifestation is coming true because you want more people to know about you and what you do. And we're going to talk about what cranial sacral therapy is. And I just found this as I was researching before the show that it was pioneered and developed by osteopathic physician John Upledger, following extensive scientific studies from 1975 to 1983, where he served as a clinical researcher and professor of biomechanics. It's a gentle, hands-on method of evaluating and enhancing the functioning of physiological body system called the cranial sacral system, compromised of the membranes and cerebral fluid that surround and protect the brain and spinal cord. Using a soft touch, generally no greater than 5 grams or about the weight of a nickel, practitioners release restrictions in the craniosacral system to improve functioning of the central nervous system. By complementing the body's natural healing processes, cranial sacral therapy is increasingly used as a preventative health measure for its ability to bolster resistance to disease and is effective for a wide range of medical problems associated with pain and dysfunction. Does that sound, that's what I just found on the internet today as I was doing some research before the show.
Absolutely correct.
Okay.
And Dr. Upledger was asked by, he studied under Dr. Sutherland, is the surgeon that realized and tested that the brain, the cranial vault was not one. Before in the 1900s, actually the the founder of osteopathic therapy is Dr. Andrew Still, and he created the first school and university. Then Dr. Sutherland studied there, and with his testing, he found out that they did move, because in the 1700s, they thought that after the infant, during the infancy, that the cranial vaults were movable, and then once in adulthood, they cemented, they became one, which is incorrect. And Dr. Upledger, through the research of the Michigan University, found out that there's blood vessels, there's fascia in between each one of your bones and within. And not to mention, which no one seems to mention, articulation with the sphenoid bone in the brain.
Where's the sphenoid bone for people that have no idea where that is?
Well, the sphenoid bone is right in the base of the back of your skull behind your eye socket business. It's like the bits.
Okay.
It's shaped like a butterfly. Exactly, but like a butterfly, a big butterfly, because you can imagine the brain, the dura matter, your cerebrum, is the size of a cantaloupe. So it's basically very large, and its wings that goes down in the back of your backside of your occipital, your skull bone, where it goes down in a little groove, the bone, and then it goes up, and every part of the sphenoid bone articulates with every bone in the face and in the cranial vault. And it flexes forward and back. But what's so important, besides that it actually affects every bone in your body, mm-hmm. it has another little butterfly in the middle that has a little groove, the talitorica, that holds and contains your pituitary gland. So depending whatever way that sphenoid bone is affecting your bone structure of your cranium, it could be squeezing your pituitary gland. So basically everyone that comes to me, I know that sphenoid bone more than likely is squashed, affecting the pituitary gland. So once I relax everything and everything starts to relax, then it raises and it starts balancing your whole body in a nutshell.
Well, it's very gentle too, because when you worked on me yesterday, it's the first time I've ever experienced that. So I didn't really kind of know what to expect. And I thought it was going to be heavier, you know, like harder touching and pressure, but it was very light. And I would feel these little shifts and I would get these little shimmers, like when you were releasing, whatever you were releasing, and I could feel my sinuses draining and opening up, and you could feel it too when you were working on with me.
Mm-hmm. Yes, because I'm in tune. When first of all, I'm a you don't have to be a telepath. It's a matter of training and getting in tune with the patient's energy and feeling everything. You just become one. And actually, when you first get started, I connect with your cranial sacral rhythm. And that's what Dr. Upledger research found, that the cranial sacral rhythm has an effect on the body. So when I first touch, I check for the flexation of the sphenoid bone that goes forward in your brain all the way down and all the way up, depending on what, if it's tilted or not. And that with the cerebral spinal fluid that goes from your sacrum straight into your stem cell, your foramen magnum into your brain. And it has a rhythm. And so I can check that rhythm throughout the body to see if it's fluctuating, it's the synchronicity of the vitality of it, of it's going in the proper, because usually when the, not usually, when the sphenoid goes forward in a flexation mode, the body, the flexing is going out. Everything is opposite, it seems like. So, but it could be off balance and they could be going the same way. I just had a client like that 2 days ago, and it was very, and come to find out it was a fireman, and he was hit in the head with a big boulder. And nobody can help him, and dying with headache, wanting to take his head off. So basically that's it. And it's, and once I, and working down the fascia, because cranial, that's the other thing with Dr. Upledger. It's not just working on the head right away. It's being able to go up the body where I do my testing for the rhythm, the synchronicity of the rhythm. But then as I go, I do still point of the sacrum, because your sacrum is your bone that's in the back of your tail that's connected to your coccyx. That area is, works simultaneously receiving the fluid, the cerebrospinal fluid, and to the brain. So depending on the position of the spine, positioning of the sphenoid in the brain affects your entire body.
Well, it was like, yeah, it was really, first of all, it was so relaxing. I mean, you worked on me for like 2 hours. It was like so relaxing. It felt so good, because she also does, which we'll get into the lymphatic drainage, but I just wanted to mention some of the things that I was reading that cranial sacral therapy was good for: migraine headaches, chronic neck and back pain, motor coordination impairments, colic, autism, central nervous system disorders, orthopedic problems, concussions and traumatic brain injuries, Alzheimer's disease and dementia, spinal cord injuries, scoliosis, infantile disorders, learning disabilities, chronic fatigue, emotional difficulties, stress and tension related problems, fibromyalgia and other connective tissue disorders, TMJ, neurovascular or immune disorders, post-traumatic stress disorder, and post-surgical dysfunction. And that's just to name a handful.
Yeah, well, the main focus here is that to be able for you to get totally relaxed, to get out of your reptilian brain, which is your lower, with your, that carries the sexual drive, anger, fear, whatever that you're holding within you, and getting out of your brain mode, your neocortex, where you're always thinking. So when I'm going up the body, then I'm working, actually coincidentally, I start at the sacrum. That is your root chakra. And then I go all the way up until I relax the throat and I go into the brain, so that the whole fascia, everything is relaxed, so that by the time I get to your brain and I start lifting the sphenoid, or I start doing that shift, you automatically go into a deep non-conscious state. And that's where you heal. And that's why it's, you said it's so relaxing, because it's not like going for a massage.
No, it's different.
And even
it's very different. Yeah, it's very different than a regular massage.
Mm-hmm. I did give you a massage, but it's not that at all. It's the matter of the person to be able to get in a non-conscious state so that the body can relax. And then I do the somato emotional release, which is an advanced form of cranial sacral, that I'm working on your non-conscious, not subconscious, non-conscious is a big difference, that I'm working into your limbic system of your brain, that you can, and when I'm working it, and then I'm going back and touching different, I'm doing vectoring, or I'm doing arcing, where I could call it the Reiki, the energy work, and it totally releases. So say, for instance, you have anger, or you have some horrible post-traumatic stress, maybe a lot. And I don't only just treat today, I treat from lineage, past life, I go every level, and I ask it, subconsciously I say to you telepathically, or you can tell me, because you may not even know. So work your physical level, your emotional level, your psychological, psychic level, your nutrition, your energy level, your astrology level, your past life, because, for instance, I worked, I touched one lady, just hit her, soul meridian, just touched it, and she just sat up and said, oh my God, I just saw my death.
Oh wow.
Yeah, and she said she saw an old lady that she thought she saw before, and she said, oh, I was waiting for you. And then after she was able to get her composure, I said, well, how did you die? And she said, well, I died with a sword through my heart, as if she was, cursed, like with a sword. And I said, well, what happened to the sword? She said, no, it dissolved. It's gone, and her whole life changes. So with this, you get total, such release, and with the also with emotional release, I'm working with the, when it's body, mind, and spirit.
Yes, I know you are, because you were saying a lot of stuff. You were talking to me in a relaxing voice and connecting with my angels and my higher, you know, and all that stuff, and opening me up. So it was definitely not just the physical experience, it was the emotional, like I could feel it. I was in a very meditative state, truthfully. I mean, I felt like I was totally meditating, and we had this great music on in the background. It was like, so I've never had an experience like that before, because I've had massages, which of course don't, I love massages. They're great, but this was very different.
It's really the strongest form I would call Reiki or energy work that I personally do, that you may not even get with another cranial sacral therapist, because I'm shaman. I've gone through so many spiritual experiences. When I talk a lot, what I say is coming forth is because I'm supposed to do it in my spiritual work, to get the spirit out, to get the spirit of God, the Holy Spirit out. It's not just the archangels. People are saying archangels, but people don't realize that the archangels are the spirit of God. And that's like kind of taboo today. Or Jesus. I used to give communion, and I saw Jesus within me, up above me, and over the priests and the other lay ministers. And I've been in the ashram with a Siddha Yoga with Baba Muktananda and all that, getting the chanti. So I've had the chanti of Baba Muktananda and of his mentor, Chiktananda. And I've seen my spirit. I've gone with the Kundalini, came right through my throat, through my top of my head. I couldn't even breathe. And every one of my chakras opened up like a lily. So wow. I feel that I'm a flower. I mean, they haven't closed. I haven't had the same experience again, but I realized that within my work, my acknowledgement of all my work, that you're the first essence of your birth, mm-hmm. is of energy. It's of energy. So when you are conceived, and this is also written in Tao, that the fem yin, and that's why it works so much with the yin yang meridians. Mm-hmm. That the first essence of you is down in your root chakra of your conception and governing vessel, meridians. And from there opens up the energy of your waist, your dye meridian. And so all that is part of your soul. So whatever in your fascia, your soul that you're carrying, past life, this life, emotion, somebody socked you, or you heard something sad, or your father maybe said something that affected you when you were a baby. All this is carries on in your fascia and through your lifetime to your next life. So it's very important. That's why it's so important to release it, so you don't carry it anymore.
So you don't carry it.
And it causes congestion. It causes heart attacks, stroke.
Well, we're going to talk more about that because we're up at the, it's already the halftime mark. So we're going to take a little 5-minute break and then we're going to come back and we're going to talk more about, you know, this. And I want to talk about the lymphatic system and the fascia because a lot of people don't know what the fascia is. So, you're listening to Postcards to the Universe with Melissa here on 1-2 Radio, where we are changing the way we manifest in the world. And we will be back in 5 minutes.
Hi, this is Kelly McLean of Connecting the Dots. You're listening to 1-2 Radio, where we're changing the way you feel about glitter.
Mom, I don't think that's how it goes.
Shh, don't interrupt me. I'm welcoming the people. Thanks for joining us.
This is Brittany O, host of Against the Rules on Thursdays. Did you miss the live broadcast of your favorite show? Tune in to 12radio.com in the evenings and on the weekends to catch replays of all your favorite hosts. 12radio.com, where we're changing the way you listen to the world.
Hi, I'm Melissa Caprio. Do you believe in magic? What if I told you all you had to do was get a little creative, work a magic spell to bring anything you can imagine into your life? Well, guess what? I've got the spell for you. Postcards to the Universe, a global movement for manifestation, is a casting magical tool for you to use whenever you want. Join me here on 1-2 Radio with my show, Postcards to the Universe with Melissa, on Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern Time, where I share manifesting postcards, creativity, abundance, and prosperity. Each week, I feature the coolest guests, trailblazers, mystics, and creatives who enrich our lives. You are creative. Do you believe that you deserve to have the romance of your dreams? What about amazing health or the career of a lifetime? How does living in passion sound to you? Then you need to join me in my movement, Postcards to the Universe, where you get to create in the magical playground. Cast out your desire by sending your postcard out to the universe. I collect them, and you watch your dreams and wishes appear in your life. Your spell has been cast. Let the alchemy of your dreams appear. Come be a part of my movement by going to postcardstotheuniverse.com and sign up. You'll receive a free manifesting gift. And like our Facebook page and follow Postcards to the Universe on Instagram, as every day we are sharing some really cool manifesting images. Don't you want to be a part of the enchantment? Join me. Let's think outside the box. Do some conjuring, create some magic, and make our dreams a reality.
There are so many ways to connect with our advisors at 12listen.com. Be sure to check out time-based sessions and email readings on every profile page. We work hard to make it easy for you to get the answers you need.
Are you looking to connect with your loved ones who have crossed over? Do you need some validation, encouragement, and support? Call me, Jamie Faith, at 12listen.com. I am a medium, and I believe in bringing you messages of healing and peace from your loved ones on the other side.
A TBS, or time-based session, is a pre-purchase reading created for those of you who would like to reserve a block of time with a 1-2-Listen advisor and not have to worry about being interrupted. It's also a great way to budget your time and resources. What you spend is all you will spend. Best of all, you can purchase a TBS now, and it will automatically activate only when you call that particular advisor, and it doesn't matter if it's on the day you bought it, in a month, or even a year. You can find all TBSs on the front page of 12listen.com or on each advisor's bio page. Time-based sessions, all the talk with no interruptions, exclusively on 12listen.com.
Hey, you guys. guys. It's Elizabeth Lindsay, and I've got a great Angel with an Edge Wings Up tip for you. Did you know that 1-2 Listen has a gratitude board? It's amazing. You can go there and post your desires and your dreams and whatever you're trying to manifest. And some of the best people I know will hold that vision and that intention for you. You can also say a prayer for somebody that you love or post an affirmation for them. And it's completely anonymous. Isn't that a great tip? Yeah, I thought so too. Go check out the gratitude board and post something amazing on 1-2-listen.com.
Hi, this is Helen Klein. You know, life can get so hectic. Sometimes it's nice to slow down and have a heart-to-heart here on 1-2 Radio, Wednesdays at 9 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, this is 1-2 Radio. You don't just hear it, you feel it.
Welcome back. Okay, so I was talking with Marie Teresa Davis, and she is the owner of House of Chi Mobile Spa, and we were talking about cranial sacral therapy and the healing modalities that has for your body. And we're going to talk about, she did a session with me yesterday. If you're just joining us, she did a session with me yesterday, and it was like really incredible. So you also did with me, you were talking about you combine the cranial sacral with the balancing of the meridians in the body. Because I remember you mentioning that you were doing something and you were balancing the meridians. Can you talk a little bit about what that means?
Yes, the meridians are the yin yang meridians. So if you go to an acupuncturist, you know, I actually studied under acupuncture. So it's the sensory points of all your entire body that these meridians are what was first made in your system. That's when you first created, and each one of these meridians go down and up your body simultaneously all the time, starting from your coccyx. The conception goes forward over your head, and then the governing goes the opposite direction from the anus over your head simultaneously. All this, and then in your arms, they are connected to your organs. So each meridian is connected to a different organ. And there's a simultaneous sequence to the organs, and they are connected, a lot of them are connected into your brain. For instance, your gallbladder, your stomach. Mm-hmm. So when I'm working after I have it under, because there's nothing I do without doing craniosacral first when you're in that non-conscious state. So after I have you completely, I've opened up your mouth, I've taken the pressure off the facial bones from your sphenoid, I've opened up your entire cranium, everything is down. Then I start on the meridians, your lung meridian, which opens you up. And once I start, and I go down the line all the way to your feet, to your brain, back and forth. And at the same time, I'm arcing wherever I may see. Arcing means I'm doing the Reiki, the energy work. Then I'm allowing, so you're so relaxed. I'll be focusing, say, for instance, on your brain. It could be your psoas. And it just starts to unwind. And say you have your psoas, the average therapist would just be smashing it real hard. Oh, no, that won't get rid of it. You go and I find where it, maybe what is causing it. And I go down your quads and I'll find a still point energy, because I know I can feel the fluid and the energy, and I'll feel where the compression, the astrocyst, they call it. It's a lesion in the body that the body collects tension. It could be emotional tension. It could be from sports. It could be whatever. And once I arc it, then it will release and I will feel it go down, and then it'll tell me, because I do cell talk. Each one of your cells has an intelligence.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I believe that. That's why I believe the body can heal itself. I don't buy into that when somebody says, oh, you have something and that's it. You're going to have it forever. No, I don't. I think that each cell can heal itself. Yeah.
Well, that's the whole point. But the only way it can heal itself is if it's in a relaxed state. Mm-hmm. I'm totally straight line being alive. And then, so I work that, because the whole fascia of your body is an interlining net system that covers your organs.
Yeah, explain what fascia is, because I've just learned about fascia. I just remember hearing about it, and then we talked a lot about it yesterday. So I'm sure a lot of people listening are like, what is she talking about? What is fascia?
Well, your whole body is not just made of muscle and bone.
Right.
Fascia is a netting. It has neuroreceptors all the way through it. And it's from your feet to your brain. And it has neuroreceptors, and it covers and holds your body, your neck, netting, your organs, everything together. So haven't you ever wondered, well, how does this lung, how does this heart stay in the same location? Mm-hmm. Well, that's why. But then it goes into the brain, so I'm working the fascia into the brain so that when I'm working the back, the occipital back of your neck, where this is fascia, actually. It's a very tough membrane, and I put my fingers and I start to work it so that you get oxygen to your brain. That's why this work is so important for dementia. Or for getting rid of anxiety and getting rid of anger or road rage. Because everybody, you notice everybody's like, yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
It's because no one is getting.
So what happens? Our fascia gets all tight and you can't, like nothing can move through it and you open it up. Is that what you do?
Well, yes. When the body gets to that non-conscious state, mm-hmm. then... Also with the Simona release, I ask, you know, what is it you would like to get rid of? And then I ask your inner wisdom, which is God, your inner physician. You have a wisdom within you, whatever you want to call it. And you ask it, what is it you need to release? And your body has so many systems. It's so intertwined with the neuroreceptors in your fascia that you, each session you release so much. I had someone come to me yesterday, mm-hmm. 2 hours I worked on him, and then he came back in the evening for another hour and a half.
Oh wow. Oh, so you worked on him twice in one day?
Yes.
Oh wow.
Heavy post-traumatic stress. As a fireman. So one thing I manifest is to be able to work as many firemen as possible because they need to release it, and you can't release it. They go and they have a drink. They go do some pot. They go see a girls.
Right.
But that's just like a brush off. But you can release it. You know, if you're depressed, you can overcome your depression.
Yeah, the
release of the tension in your body gives you a way to breathe, to see an openness way. If we're a life coach normally will give you paperwork. Okay, what do you want to do? What goals you want to do? So I don't necessarily, I have it, but I do it through the cranial sacral, through this motor emotional release. So if you want to have more fun, I may ask you, well, what would you like to do to have fun? But I'm not speaking to you. I'm speaking to your inner physician. The wording is not to the neocortex thinker. It's your inner soul. I'm connecting with your soul. God, see, your soul, the yin-yang meridians, it's not just energy. Our essence is... Haven't you heard that we are the image of God?
Yes.
Well, the image of God is our energy. It is of the Holy Spirit. And the disconnection we're having in the world now is no one is acknowledging themselves. They're not acknowledging that they are of God and of the Holy Spirit. So when I work on you, I am God. I am Jesus. I am the Holy Spirit. And I bring Archangel Raphael's green frequency. All the angels are within us so that they come and take away And I don't like to say burn, but they dissolve. And like Archangel Uriel has this beautiful white energy. So that's what the Holy Spirit looks like. I have had so many visions. I felt that I was under Jesus's and my archangel's wings straight into heaven. And I saw heaven. I was in it. And I looked around and I said, oh, there's no electricity here. I said, oh, and I looked over. What was the light? It was of the Holy Spirit of God.
So you had, do you have those experiences when you're working on clients?
Oh, absolutely. I have, and I work on remorse. I have a clients that come to me that they've just lost a family member. And the, and when we go into this cloud of the angels and the Holy Spirit and they're down under connecting with their inner self and relaxing, then I ask God, for instance, would you give permission so they can have connection or closure with their family member? And I did it one. I remember one particular person, and I saw the person, and I saw him with other people, and it's like an image I see up high above us. Then I don't say anything, and after the whole treatment, so what did you experience?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm so excited! I saw my father.
Oh, wow.
Or I was working on somebody else. You know, I really felt Jesus was here working on you. And she said, oh, yes, absolutely. He says, I was thanking him and thanking him and thanking him for her healing, of which I can't get into, but it was emotional guilt. You know, people can have full of guilt.
Sure. Well, that's one of the things I wanted to ask you. I mean, without revealing too much information, because I know it's private what people see you. But can you share some of the conditions that you've successfully treated?
Well, I can, with the lymphatic, the manual lymphatic drainage I do, I did treat a person that I treat rheumatoid arthritis.
Okay.
So I do the cranial, I do the blah, blah, blah. But I also do the manual lymphatic drainage in the entire body. And then I do advance of Dr. Bruno Chickley's technique. And I also do Vater. But this is Chickley's technique of Chiki, of working the calcium enzymes out of the bone. So you're so relaxed that I can, it's like your bone even, it's like bone, it's called bone setting also. It's another form of cranial sacral therapy that you can actually manipulate the bone, get rid of the calcium enzymes that goes into the tendons, because it's not just your joints, it's, it goes into your tendons. And the next day, I only did an hour and a half. And the first time, and the next day, she said, oh, that was the first day she could actually open up her hands without pain.
Oh,
and then she
wow.
called me back, because I also have a beauty image, very strong NASA scientist formulated frequency, that I go back if they don't have a heart condition, and I can actually treat, go back after I break it down the best I can with my fingers. And at the same time, remember, I am draining it with a lymphatic drainage.
And what does your lymphatic system do so that people understand that? Because I'm learning all this as we go.
Many people don't even know of the lymphatic system. Matter of fact, I didn't even know until I went to school for massage therapy and I went to Upledger Institute. But what it is that, okay, so you have your venous system, which is your blood system.
Mm-hmm.
Then next to it, if you see autopsy or you see a corpse, it looks like a shiny, another area that something's going through. So what happens is that your blood, it has little valves in it. And then whatever your fatty acids, your proteins, all your toxicity that the blood doesn't want to hold goes through this valve and goes into the lymphatic system. And your fascia again, your muscles have little axioms. So it's not just top. They do have axioms that are deeper. So when I go deep, I'm actually pushing up. I know how to push up the lymph to go to the top, then I can drain it.
Right.
And they just found 2 years. This is the top scientific, physiological therapy there is today. That you, if you have substance, you want to get rid of substance, you know, drugs.
Substance abuse, you mean?
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Say, for instance, you want to get off of cocaine and you want to get off of opioids like the whole country is.
So, right.
So I will do the craniosacral and then I do the lymphatic because they found out 2 years ago at Virginia, I think University of Virginia, that we have lymph nodes in our brain. We have lymph vessels all over our body throughout our muscular system. But right. Where it drains is right under your top of your skin, your epidermis, where there's no blood. Where it drains is where there is no blood. It comes from the blood into the pathway, and then we have you have lymph nodes all over your body. So I work from the feet with lymph pads between your toes. Then you have one in your ankles. Then you have your popliteal behind your knee. Then you have them up there in your up there in the top of your quads, major place. Your stomach is loaded. So another, your whole stomach. So if you're having liposuction or you're having a tummy tuck, you got to realize you are pulling out lymph nodes out of your stomach.
Oh.
Lymph vessels out of your stomach. And that is two major spots to drain from the top of your quad right here, you know, like where your toe is, but to mm-hmm. top of your leg and then on the bottom of your stomach. That's where it drains. And then your legs, all that goes up to your thoracic duct. You have two ducts. You got your right thoracic duct and you got your left thoracic duct. Okay, so one duct, your right thoracic duct, coincidentally, only drains the right side of your chest and the right side of your brain. But your left thoracic, the gigantic thoracic duct, does your legs, your stomach, your left side, and into the left side of your brain.
Wow.
And then that thoracic duct is right underneath your clavicle. So when I'm giving you craniosacral, of course, again, you're totally non-conscious. You're alive, you know.
It's yeah, you're conscious. You're definitely conscious.
You're in the most relaxed state that your body can heal.
Yeah, you're very meditative and you're very relaxed. But yeah, you're conscious of everything that's going
on. It's the best thing to get rid of the anxiety. I mean, I have had persons that they're literally jumping off the table, just shaking, like that.
Yeah.
First touch them, and that's all I do is touch them and start my pathway up to the head before I even get to the head, and I see them calm down.
Yeah, you were telling me that yesterday, and I had a couple of little moments that I was jumping like a little, you know, when she was doing, when you were working in my mouth, which is a strange, it's different, that I was not expecting. She puts gloves on and she does your teeth.
Yeah, well, this is very important because the sphenoid bone is connected. Let me read off real quickly what the bones in your brain and your face, your frontal bone, parietal bone, temporal, sphenoidal, zygomatic, maxillary. This is your face. Zygomatic
right.
is your cheek, your maximal, your nasal, your nacremial, your ethoidal, your mandible, your occipital, your inferior nasal concha. That's what we were working on. Your vomer and your palatines. So what I'm doing, when I'm going in very softly, is that I'm softly, gently pushing, for instance, the vomer. The vomer is a bone that's attached to your sphenoid bone, right as a tip. So when your cranial, when your sphenoid bone is going forward,
mm-hmm.
That's when I hold it and I just lightly with my finger, I'm not pulling it with my hand or anything.
Right.
All I have to do is I just go left, right, little, and it pulls the suture between those two bones and push it out so it's not jamming mm-hmm. into your sphenoid bone. So what I'm doing is and that's so important that I open up the pressure of your face, facial bones, from your sphenoid, because your sphenoid is the middle of your sphenoid, again, has a pituitary gland, but it's right in the middle of your brain, of your dura, your phallic cerebri that goes up on top, and then it goes in the middle part of it, of your tentorial cell that goes, and right in the middle of that mass of fascia. When I'm pulling, releasing that pressure from that bone in your mouth, then that is what opens up your third eye.
Yeah, you were saying that too. We were opening up my third eye, which is always good.
That's what expands the middle of your brain. So I feel that what we are doing, we are evolving now, like, you know, we all have to go in a balanced state now. And our what's happening is that even maybe our brain is growing with all the knowledge we have, but it's being dried up. That's how we're getting dementia and Alzheimer's.
Well, that's what I wanted to ask you, because I know you want to work with people that have Alzheimer's and dementia and like work in nursing homes and stuff. And I would think in Florida, such a great place for you to be able to do that.
Well, I want to work with people, particularly with dementia, so that they don't get Alzheimer's. If people get clients, so they won't be getting Alzheimer's, because they're going to be getting oxygen in the brain. You can change a genetic code if you treat the body the way it needs to go. Now, I have a stroke victim I've been working on for 3 months. I saw her, I walk in, because when I walk in a play anywhere, say a home, I usually work in people's homes, which I like. There may be a lot of stress.
Right.
And I check out everything from the minute I walk in, from the minute you call me, I'm treating. And, I saw her shaking. Well, by the second or third time, by the fourth, she stopped shaking. So that means because her sphenoid was so, you know, she's got brain deterioration, and her sphenoid is totally flattened on her pituitary that controls the endocrine and your whole nervous system. So that release allowed her brain to release dopamine. So now she
makes sense. That makes a lot of sense.
She doesn't shake anymore. And now she just looks at her hand and plays with paper and stuff, but she doesn't shake her, that right side. And the other thing is so important for people to know is that your body is made of water, and it's a hydraulic system and the combustion system, and it cannot work properly unless it has enough fluid in the blood, because your bones make your blood and your marrow of your bones.
Right.
So if you want to avoid arthritis, the number one thing is have your minimum 8 glasses of water today. Go to the restroom once an hour, and know that love yourself for what you are, and not hate drinking water, and cut off this as little soda and smoke and everything. Because, and also another thing I want to say for the high people, if you really want to get high, it's not off of drugs. If somebody comes to you and say, I want to give you, if you're at a party, say, hey, I've done that. Now I don't think so. I think I'm going to go for a cranial sacral therapist.
Yeah, no, you definitely, I have to say that I definitely highly recommend it, because we're almost at the end of the show. So I just want to say I highly recommend it. And what is the, I want you to tell people the best way to get in contact with you. I posted the links to MarieTeresaDavis.com. Is that the best way? Through your website. There's so much information on there, and also your Facebook page.
Yeah, well, no, the main thing is to call me.
Okay. I'll post your
call me, and I also work on Skype telepathic, and I do the live coaching and everything by Skype. So if you're in Russia, or if you're in Pennsylvania, you know, and I always advise, come down and do a vacation and visit me. And if you're going to have any kind of plastic surgery, come to me so I can do you 3 or 4 treatments before and after, so that you can see it on my website, the research.
Yeah.
From 18 months, it could be 3 to 6 months.
Thank you so much. And your phone number is on your website, which I posted the link. So it's marietheresadavis.com, and she can answer any questions. And yes, also go to her website, because if you want to learn more about that, there's a bunch of articles and research and case studies. So there's so much information. So thank you so much, Marie, for being my guest. I really appreciate it. I learned so much, and I had a great experience with you yesterday, and I'm going to be doing more for sure and recommending you to all my friends and family. Oh, thank you.
Thank you. And God bless everyone. And remember to keep the Holy, give your heart to the Holy Spirit of God. Become one with the Spirit of God, and just go with the flow, and it will guide you.
Thank you. Okay, so next week I'm really excited because my producer Ade is going to be with me, and we're going to be talking about the holiday season and how to deal with all the triggers and stressors that can accompany the most wonderful time of the year. Thanks for tuning in to Postcards to the Universe with Melissa here on 1-2 Radio, where we are changing the way we manifest in the world. Have a great week, everyone. Ciao.
Host of Against the Rules on Thursdays at noon Pacific. I want to thank you for listening to 12radio.com, where we're changing the way you listen to the world. Yeah.
There's a feeling we all want. Sometimes it seems impossible, but it's truly what you came here for. Let me show you how to feel it more.
A feeling once you learn to navigate. Accept and now you contemplate. Let go, my friend, and don't resist. Feelings and start to feel the breeze.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's not hard when you choose differently. What you want ain't always what you think will be, and now accept it all and just allow. Yeah, yeah. Everything's exactly how it should be. Suffering's resisting what you don't wanna feel. Accept it all and reveal.
Whatever comes up in the soul.
Well, and always is. Trust into that and feel the bliss. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's not hard when you choose differently. What you want ain't always what you think. So be here now. Accept it all.
Hi, this is Mark Hassan, and you are listening to 12radio.com. We can only hope we're making a fraction of the difference that you make for us. So sit back, take a breath, and let us try to change the way you listen to the world. From our hearts to yours, and through this crazy electronic medium, thank you. Thank you. Thank you.